This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Liga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly and with me, Liga and betting expert Steve Wiss and James Easton, writer on French football and a former scout in France. James, before we look ahead to the fourth round of fixtures in Liga, what a week. What a week for the picks. James, you first, mate. Excellent, wasn't it?
It was great, yeah. We did... really big profit last week. I had three picks, two winners and a half loser. So, yeah, very happy, Steve. Even better last week, mate. Well done.
Well done, James. I think it was a fantastic team effort all round. Four out of five winners for me. And, you know, we're starting to cook now really well. But, you know, we can't get complacent. You're as good as your last bet and you're as good as your next bet.
Look at you like a player.
You've got to stay focused, haven't we?
but seriously, we've got to go to next week. So we're up 3.64 units. And I think, Steve, you were saying to me earlier in the season, it is hard the opening weeks of a European campaign. You know, it'd be tempted to wait a little bit into the season before you start getting involved in the market. But it's a great start. Great start.
Really good start, you know. And like I say, I like to sort of keep my foot on the gas pedal. Whilst things are hot right now, so I want to keep some momentum going and let's hope we can get profit again this week.
And that's why Steve's gone for five picks again. James has three, and a reminder this season we're not going through every game, we're going through the games the boys want to talk about, the standout picks and what they've got now. And from that point on, we normally do it chronologically, but we've got an absolute belter on Sunday night, and it is league leaders Paris Saint-Germain against out of sorts Monaco. This is the big game of the weekend in France, and it is the Sunday night fixture, unsurprisingly. So let's do this first, boys. Yeah, let's do this one before the others. You've both got main picks. So Steve, actually James, you go first, because Steve, I know you've got a lot to go. So James, you go first here, mate.
Yeah, PSG Monaco. We've made profit now in each of the first three match days on PSG. I backed them on the Asian handicap a couple of times. Steve got them on the goals last week. What we're seeing at the moment from PSG is unprecedented in terms of the margins of the winning margins in their matches. Yes, they're a dominant side. Yes, they were always going to be favourites to win the league. But the way they're winning matches at the moment is absolutely incredible. Anybody that watched the game last week will have seen just how fantastic their finishing was. They beat Lille 7-1 away from home. And the front three, Messi, Neymar and Mbappe, have all been in fantastic form. So my pick on the game this weekend is PSG to win with a minus two goal start on the Asian handicap. If you're looking for reasons to not back this bet, I can't see them, to be honest. The bet is essentially you'll get your stakes back if PSG win by two goals. If they win by three or more goals, then you'll make a profit. And you're backing a PSG team here who so far this season are averaging a 4.5 goal difference in their favour per match. So it's a huge margin. You've got a lot of leeway with this selection. And there's no reason at the moment to think they won't pick their strongest side again this weekend. Certainly the three up front are likely to play. PSG minus two on the Asian handicap against the Monaco side, who last weekend lost 4-1 against Lens. Very little downside to this bet. It's very difficult to make a case for PSG not winning by at least two goals this weekend. So that's my very strong pick on this match.
I think there's going to be a lot of betting interest in this game. And that's why we're talking about it first. It was used to be dubbed El Clasico, didn't it, this fixture? I think maybe not so much these days. But, I mean, it's very hard to argue with James's selection. My own personal pick, I'm going in the first half market again. It worked for me last week in the Lyon game. Over 1.75 first half goals. So I basically need two goals in the first half to win half, and any more than that, we win it all. PSG have come out of the traps very, very quickly in all their matches so far. And I think it'll be the same again. Monaco, for my money, they just can't defend at the moment. They look a bit disorganised and all over the place. I mean, Lens could have had five or six against them last week. At the same time, I actually think Monaco might score a goal. They've got enough offensive weapons in their side. to offer some sort of a threat. There's a chance they might contribute towards this first half goal line. Who knows? But I mean, ultimately, I think PSG could be 2-0, 3-0 up at halftime. They're that good at the moment. And there's very few reasons to think they're not going to keep this going. At some point, they will probably lack a bit of motivation in a match where, you know, they're not really up for it. But they will always get themselves up for Monaco because it's such a big fixture at home. They want to really deliver the goods. And, you know, just the offense is firing so well right now that it's, yeah, I'm sure people are going to be looking at backing goal scorers anytime, things like that. Goals, handicaps, and it's hard at the moment to see anything other than that. So for me, first half, they come out strong and get me the goals. And I think overall, James's pick is a great one as well.
Yeah, I think also on the players, in particular in attack, Rob, there was huge focus last week going into the game against Lille on Neymar and Mbappe because they'd had like a mini spat, was it even a spat, the week before over who was taking a penalty. So it made headlines all week.
Yeah.
How well they get on off the pitch, we don't know, is the honest answer. How much difference is it making? Well, at the moment, it's making no difference because the way they combined last weekend, they may be in competition to some degree. They might want to outscore and out-assist each other, but it's not stopping them, certainly last weekend, doing the right thing when they're in certain position on the pitch. We saw that with the altruism that they showed towards one another. So there's no issue there for me. Maybe it's spurring them on, you know, because they're competitive guys. So, yeah, that's for me a positive at the moment. The talk about whether they get on, it's a positive because whether they do or not, they're clearly playing brilliantly and super efficient at the moment.
They feel like they have to do it. Maybe it's like, you know what, I better maybe pass it. Otherwise, I'm going to get criticised. I'm going to get lamented. So I think there's part of it is that as well. But they're just very, very good players, aren't they? And I think it'd be a good game of football. Monaco will have a go in this game, by the way, for the neutral just wanting to watch. If I had to predict a scoreline, I'd say something like 4-1, something along those lines.
I think the point on the players is a great point. I think it was a nice touch point there, Steve, as well, because I think maybe the criticism that Mbappe did get for trying to be a bit greedy with that penalty was a bit of a reminder to them, to him personally, because the goal where he did a little step over, jumped over the ball for Neymar against Lille was very selfless from Kylian Mbappe. The way they celebrated that goal after 8 seconds as a, almost in like a ring-a-ring-a, you know, that
yeah,
kind of sort of
I thought that, yeah.
It was funny. It did seem like deliberately unified. And the point I made on the show, I think it was last week, about when it was Neymar, Messi and Suarez, they were all so selfless for each other and all ended up with bucket loads of goals. And whether they can relay that to Mbappe, he probably will be the main man. But if you do things that are like, give me a tap in when you could score, but it guarantees a goal, we will score so many. I mean, Neymar's numbers right now, James, are absurd. 5 goals, 6 assists in his 3 games so far. We've seen some of the best football from Neymar. Mbappe, ex-Monaco, loves facing them as well. I mean,
exactly.
It just cries out, 0-0 draw at this point, doesn't it? No, it cries out, it cries out for goals. I mean, it's just so tempting to get involved in this.
It does. I think we went into this season with Neymar having not scored in August in 3 or 4 years, I think, because there is a suggestion he starts season slowly and works into absolute opposite. Just a quick word as well on Christophe Galtier, the manager. I think he's played a large part in this. He is as good a communicator, I think, as I've ever come across in French football. He's been asked way more questions about, you know, far more high profile players than he's ever been asked before in his managerial career, because this is by far the biggest job he's had. He's handled it absolutely perfectly. Having to speak to the media every day where whatever you say might be a headline, he hasn't put a foot wrong yet. And I think he's got the balance right between making sure that the star players know they're the star players, which Pochettino, I don't think, was great at, while making sure they all focus on the team. So I do think between the last 2 matches, the way Galtier handled it probably contributed as well to how they played last week, which bodes well, really, for the whole season.
Yeah, I'm going to make a bold statement here. And if those 3 players stay fit, I think PSG win the Champions League this season.
Ooh.
I really do. That kind of pains me almost saying that, but
it is my thing from what I've seen of them so far this season. It isn't just them three. I mean, they've been unbelievable, Steve, but it is the way they're getting the wing backs involved in the game. The cutback from Nuno Mendes the other day, Hakimi keeps getting, he's got a couple now, I think, isn't he, this season, and getting himself into those goal scoring positions, right side of the area, and he can shoot. They've got so many routes to goal at the moment. Frightening for the rest of the league. As tempting as it is to spend the full 20 minutes talking about this game, we've got to move on. So let's go back in time then to Saturday. Steve, do you want to do this one? Auxerre versus Strasbourg. What do you like here?
I like Strasbourg to score over 1.5 goals, plus 104 price here, Rob. I think it's the first time that any of us have talked about Strasbourg this season, actually. So I think I'll start with them. And they've not actually won a game yet, which might have surprised a few people. They've had 2-1-all draws and a defeat to Monaco. Nothing's really changed an awful lot at Strasbourg this year. But I'm actually starting to think that the loss of Frederic Gilbert, who was on loan from Aston Villa, was maybe quite a big player for them at the back, because they haven't looked defensively secure at all. Initially, I was thinking just take the overs here, like I would normally would for Auxerre fixtures or both teams scoring. But Auxerre have got quite a few players missing for this game. And it goes, again, in defence. They've got Theo Pellenard, who's been a massive loss all season. Now they've lost another defender, Julien Janvier, who's out for 4 to 5 weeks with an ankle issue. I don't like their defence anyway. And Janvier was probably the only one who was defending somewhat decently. So that's another blow for them. They've got problems up front. Nuno da Costa suspended. Charbonnier's out for at least a month and a half. Mbaye Niang is suspended. I'm going to be talking about a lot of suspensions this week, by the way, because I think in total, French first two divisions combined, there was 21 red cards last week, which is absolutely insane. Yes, and Etienne had three alone in Ligue 2. So suspensions everywhere. But Strasbourg, they've got a good attack. I think you've got a good combination of Ludovic Ajorque, Abi Diallo, Gamero, and a couple of good midfield runners like Thomason, who are very capable of punishing this soft Auxerre defence. I think Strasbourg get at least two. And I think, to be honest, I would rather take this than say an over, because I think if an over is going to come in, I think you would need Strasbourg to score at least two anyway, because I think Auxerre might be a little bit lacking firepower in this game. So even a 2-0 win, that will do me away from home. But Strasbourg, I think, can bag at least a couple of goals, plus 104.
Okay, I like that one. Okay, let's go to your next pick, Steve. Let's do this one relatively quickly, and then we can get to a game you both like. Lens versus Rennes. Lens are second in the table after that brilliant 4-1 win at Monaco. And as you mentioned, they could have had more in that game. By the way, I really like Loïs Openda. I saw a lot of him in the Netherlands for Vitesse. Really good centre forward. Good to see him get his first goal for the club the weekend. They take on Rennes, who had two players sent off in the final 10 minutes, but did manage to beat Ajaccio to claim a first victory of the season. What's going on here, Steve?
I like over 2.75 goals here, Rob, but minus 107. I mean, I've looked at this game. I've tried to find a way out of it, but I just can't see it being anything other than an end-to-end contest with loads of chances and loads of goals. I just hope it's not one of them matches that somehow ends 1-1 where there's like the XG numbers are so high. But basically, Lens are looking really strong offensively this season, creating a lot of chances. Forget the 0-0 at Ajaccio. There's going to be a lot of 0-0 draws in Ajaccio matches this season in Concorsica. So that's almost an anomaly. Their other two games have been absolutely wild. And Rennes, I think they're just kind of waiting for liftoff, really. There's a big match in them soon where they just score two or three themselves. And this really should suit them because they're going to get chances on the break. I'm a little bit concerned that the Lens goalkeeper, Brice Samba, he's looking pretty good, making some saves. But, you know, Rennes have got goalkeeping issues. You know, Alan Dar, for me, has always got an error in him. We know, I think the reserve keeper, Salan, is suspended. He got sent off on the bench last week. Gomis, what's going on there? I don't know. Steve Mandanda might still be injured. The only real negative for the over here is Lovro Mayer is injured for Rennes, but I think there's at least three goals, if not more. It should be a good contest. If I was looking at head-to-heads, I wouldn't be betting on this because the last nine have been all under 2.5. I don't really believe in head-to-heads that much. So I'm willing to ignore that and back this over 2.75 at price of minus 107.
Okay, let's go to Brest versus Montpellier. James, you want to get us going here because this is a game you are both interested in, and I think you're both interested in goals again.
Yeah, this has got all the classic ingredients, Rob, for an overs game. Brest and Montpellier, so far this season, both very clearly better offensively than defensively. Some good attackers and some good attacking football from both sides, defensively all over the shop. Stats-wise, if you look at the six games these two sides have played so far this season, they're averaging 4.33 goals a game, which is incredibly high. and then if you look at the expected goals, even that's high. It's 3.05 goals a game on the six matches that they've played so far. So however you look at the numbers, it does point towards a high-scoring game. In terms of how it will play out, I cannot see Montpellier keeping a clean sheet, and I think they'll struggle to get to half-time keeping a clean sheet because they've been defensively absolutely shocking this season. They've used three different centre-back partnerships so far, changing it around. The manager still says he doesn't have any clue what his best centre-back partnership is. If you go back further on Montpellier, through pre-season and last season, I think they've conceded 40 goals in their last 14 games. So that is almost three goals a game conceded in their last 14 matches. So the way I think it will play out is they're bound to concede at some point, at which point the match should open up. And going forward, Montpellier do have some ability. They've got some good attacking players. They scored twice against PSG a couple of games ago. So yeah, for me, it's an overs game. The market is sort of wise to that. Over 2.5 goals is odds on. So my selection on this game is over 2.75 goals, which is available at -103, which basically means as long as there are three goals in the game, you'll make a profit. And I think, Steve, you're sort of taking a similar approach here, aren't you?
Yes. My selection for the game is Brest to score over 1.5 goals, -117. And I mean, you've pretty much done my team talk for me here, really, James, about the Montpellier defence. It's so bad that I just struggle to see how Brest don't get at least a couple of goals here. I think they've signed Christopher Julien, haven't they, this week? I don't know if he's going to be available for this match or not, but they're a bit of a mess defensively. Brest are actually playing a lot better than people giving them credit for. I think they've actually had a couple of really good matches, almost going under the radar, actually, Brest at the moment. And, if we consider they should have beaten Marseille at home a couple of weeks ago, then I think this is... I nearly backed Brest to win the game, but they're a little bit of a short price. I think the bookies are a bit quite wise to this as well. I think there's a good chance of overs. I thought about over the same pick as you, but Teyi Savanier is suspended for Montpellier. Big blow, big playmaker, scores some wonder goals, but they should still get on the score sheet. For me, I say Brest over 1.5, -117, keep it quite simple.
Okay, James, to your final pick then. Nice versus Marseille, cracking fixture. Nice, a bit of a mess at the moment, and Marseille have picked up some notable results despite pre-season doubts from our two eminent experts, particularly yes. Steve. what are we liking here? James, what you got, mate?
Yes, I'm back in Marseille on the Asian handicap, zero goal start on the Asian handicap, which is essentially gives you a safety net. So if the game ends in a draw, you'll get your stakes back. And if Marseille win, then you make a profit. I'd say most of this selection is based on how poor Nice have been so far. I totally agree with you, Rob. They've been really, really poor. Not sure what the game plan is at the moment. And problems at both ends of the pitch this weekend. So problems up front all season. They don't know how to really set up an attack at the moment. They're using a 4-3-3, which gives you a lot of problems because you've got in Andy Delort, a very good centre forward, who's a natural really to play that position. But what they can't do is get the best out of Amin Guiri, who is a really great striker, had a fantastic first half of last season and has had a terrible 2022, and that's largely down to Nice not really knowing where to play him and how to get the best out of him. That has continued into this season. His confidence is absolutely shot at the moment. They tend to play him on the left in a 4-3-3, where he did used to play quite a lot as a teenager at various youth levels, but it's not working. So they've got big problems in attack, which predate this weekend. And then this weekend, they've got Jean-Claire Todibo suspended, who is one of their two centre-backs. And Nice are one of those sides where the first two choice centre-halves are really important because the cover is not particularly reliable. So Todibo being out this weekend for me is a factor on this selection as well, because I feel that with him gone, it will create enough of a space for whoever plays in attack for Marseille to have some joy. We don't know who that will be, by the way, with Marseille. They're sort of rotating their attackers at the moment. You've got Alexis Sanchez, who's obviously come in as a huge signing for them, who played last weekend, started last weekend. You've got Luis Suarez, Dimitri Payet, who has dropped down the pecking order, but is still there. So I just feel that Marseille will have enough in this game to take advantage of the problems Nice have got. And if they don't win, which is possible, then with this selection, you'll get your stakes back.
I think it's going to be a really spicy game on the South Coast. It's a local derby as such. I could see them. I didn't see any markets yet for cards, but I could see there being at least a red card in this game. Red cards are just going around all the time in France. I don't know what's going on, whether the referees are just being a bit more strict or whether there's just these early season rush of bloods, but I think there'll be cards in the game. Hopefully Marseille win it. And, you know, good luck with that one, James.
Thank you.
Okay, Steve, let's do your last one quickly then. Mm. And it is... I think they've signed Ronnie Lopez on loan from Sevilla this week. He's back in France. And they take on Angers. So what's your pick here?
Well, I went with both teams to score in the Angers match last week and it came in for me. I'm going exactly the same here. Both teams scoring, minus 125 is the price there. And in terms of Troyes, I really like betting on their matches at the moment because they're just defensively all over the place, but they're actually having a bit of a go. The manager is safe for now. I think he was actually given a vote of confidence by the president this week. And there's even talk they're going to bring four or five players in before the end of the window. So they're actually backing him. I still don't think he'll be in the job by the end of, say, September. But look, they're defensively all over the place, but they'll give it a go. I think they actually deserved their goal last week against Lyon. Maybe even might have bagged another one. They've got a couple of players, Ugbo and Larucci had a good game actually on the left wing. I thought he's one to watch. And Angers might be having Sofiane Boufal back in their starting lineup this week. He scored off the bench last match, but they should get him in the 11. I mean, I looked at overs here, but really you might as well take both teams to score because I just do not fancy either team to keep a clean sheet. It's as simple as that. So one all could potentially be in play. I think it'd be a poor quality game in some respects defensively, but I think both offences will have a decent day at the races. So yeah, both teams scoring at minus 125. I think that's actually quite a big price for this game, Rob. So a good strong selection to finish off with.
Yeah, Troyes just looks so easy to play around. I mean, Lyon weren't even doing particularly clever things and managed to carve them open, although they did just gift Lacazette his goal last week, and we're loving Lacazette's return to Ligue 1. 2-2 from Lyon, by the way, although we haven't got involved in their game at Rams this weekend. Okay, I think that's the lot. That's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Ligue 1 show. We'll get the guys' picks of the week in a moment. This has been brought to you in association, of course, with BetRivers, your hometown sports book. Paris Saint-Germain, I did quickly check, Steve, to win the Champions League, plus 550. I know that's not the remit of the show, but worth noting, second favourites with Bet Rivers to win the Champions League. So, your favourite picks of your picks this week. James, you want to go first, mate?
Yeah, my pick of the week is on PSG as well. So, it's PSG. They're -2 on the Asian handicap to win against Monaco, and that's available at -122.
Yeah, my pick of the week is going to be Brest over 1.5 goals at -117.
Yeah, great ones. I think I've got to start getting involved in this PSG business, haven't I? Just goals, 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 and a lot of fun to watch as well. Steve, James, thank you very much for your company. A reminder, if you want more from these guys and all of the experts on the BetRiver shows, follow on Twitter at Because We Win. And a reminder, all the prices are available at the BetRivers website. It's goodbye from Steve, James and myself for now, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.